Yes, sir.
All right, this is Chase with Vikings PR. We've got the Twin Cities media here. If you want to get things going with a couple of words, then we'll open for questions, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, it's all you.
Man, I'm just honored to be a Viking right now, man. I'm just so thankful and honored that y'all took a chance on me, and y'all won't regret it, and I just want to give all thanks to God and my family just for sticking through me with this process and my agent.
So have you talked to your old teammate Danny yet?
Oh, no, I actually didn't have a speech to him yet. Right after this storm call, I'm gonna hit him up.
So how exciting is that to have someone that you played in college with to be your teammate at the next level?
Oh, it's really exciting, man. I mean, it's just an honor to we playing again, and we just gonna bring everything to the table that we have.
Stacey, after playing primarily special teams for the first 2 years, what kind of helped you turn a corner to really stand out on offense?
Oh, man, I just feel like my talent is always will be a receiver, but like I said, I'm a versatile receiver. I can play punt return, kick our return. So, I mean, my first heart is a receiver, so it really didn't matter if I was going to put the work in regardless.
Yeah, how comfortable are you returning kicks, and is that something the Vikings talked with you about at all?
Oh, no, they actually didn't talk to me about it, but I'm real comfortable returning kick. I mean, the fastest way to get me the ball, I'm going to do whatever when the ball's in my hand. So the fastest way, I'm willing to do whatever to put on to get the ball in my hand.
How much pride did you take as a freshman being the only guy in the country to get a kick return, punt return, receiving touchdown, and rushing touchdown?
I took pride in it, but I'm real humble. So, I mean, I just let everything, like, play out. And once I found out that happened, I set more goals. So, I mean, once I break one goal, I have another goal to break.
Is explosiveness your calling card to the NFL?
Say it again?
Is your explosiveness your calling card to the league?
Yes, sir.
So has there been any concern expressed about you've had a few hamstring injuries? Is that just something that was a 1-2 year deal, or is it something that you're concerned?
No, it was a one year deal. I don't have no hamstring problem no more. I actually got bigger, stronger, and get my body right, so I'm ready.
As far as your game goes, is there anything at the next level that you really like to focus on improving in your game?
I feel like I got room improvement in everything. So, I mean, it's always improvement need to be done. So, whatever I need to be, whatever I'm going to focus on, improving, that's what I'm going to do. But I most definitely improve my blocking.
And how much contact did you have with the Vikings leading up to the draft?
Man, not a lot. I mean, I just met with at the combine, and that was it. But just to have this phone call, it means a lot. It means a lot to my family. It means a lot to me. And I'm just ready to go to work.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Stacey. Congratulations.
I appreciate it.